The Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center supports the growth of value-added products in Oklahoma. FAPC faculty and students conduct research grounded in real-world problems in food and agriculture. On this episode of The Food Files, we have with us Ravi Jadeja, who works in preparing Oklahoma pecan processors for FSMA and third-party audits through research and technical assistance.
My area of research focused on developing intervention technologies for improving food safety. And I'm also involved in extension activity where I do provide training and technical support to the food industry. One of the current research projects that is going on in my lab involves developing new antimicrobial intervention for pecan shelling. When I was helping different food industry with food safety plan related question, this question came across, and I decided to handle this question. I decided to do something about it, and I started working in this area to improve the pecan safety. Pecan, in general, with other nuts, are associated with many foodborne illness outbreaks, and that's why Department of Health here in Oklahoma decided that there is a need for antimicrobial intervention. When you are trying to kill microorganisms from pecan, one thing that you need to do, you need to put new microorganisms on pecan. Those are pathogens, and then you try to remove those pathogens. Currently, pecan industry uses two different type of antimicrobial treatment. One, they use chlorine solution to sanitize their in-shell pecan before shelling, or they use 170 degree Fahrenheit water to submerge the pecan for 2 minutes to kill off any microorganism. But both of these methods have their own drawbacks. One drawback is that many people don't prefer chlorine because it is not organic approved sanitizer. Hot water, it's very good, but when you try to heat a large quantity of water to a level of 170, it costs you a significant amount of money in electricity. On top of it, when you heat the water, it's going to produce condensation and vapors that's going to increase the moisture in your entire area. So when you have a very high moisture, it increases the moisture on pecan, and that increases the chances of fungal or mold contamination of pecan. What we are trying to do, we are trying to combine some natural organic approved sanitizers, and we are heating them at a lower temperature, about 130, and that is helping us kill all of those microorganisms. Typically, when we receive pecan, we inoculate our pecan, then we allow those pathogens to get attached to the pecan shell, then we use different type of sanitizers, we put our pecan shell in those sanitizer. After that, we harvest or remove whatever is the leftover microorganism on the pecan shell, put it on a agar plate, and see that how many microorganisms we have killed in the process. Oklahoma is a big pecan growing state, and we are always looking for new technologies and new methods to improve pecan safety as well as shelling efficiencies. Research is an integral part of whatever we consume, whatever we produce. So we definitely need to learn more, and we need to invest more in the area of research, because with the help of research, we can make food taste better, we can make food healthier, and we can make food last longer.
The mission of FAPC is to discover, develop, and deliver value to the food and agricultural industry. For more information about FAPC and how it helps businesses, visit food.okstate.edu.